Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Moncrief on News Talk.
As part of their ongoing Down with the Kids efforts, most Irish politicians have some sort of social media presence. And there's a general perception, most notably Simon Harris on TikTok, that they're terrible. Do they ever succeed? And what exactly does succeed mean in this context? Stephen O'Leary from the media company Olitico has a few thoughts on this. Afternoon, Stephen.
Afternoon.
Why are they terrible? Or are they all terrible? Is that too much of a generalisation?
It is too much of a generalisation. Because they're not all terrible. But it is a reminder that being good on social media is hard, right? It's not this kind of thing that you can just press record, start talking and expect to create amazing content. Those who are really, really good on social media put a huge amount of time and effort into creating content that is very engaging. And it's nuanced, right? So we often think and talk about social media in this completely abstract way, as if the challenges the politicians face on that are different to everywhere else. But if you're in government, in general, communicating tends to be harder, right? Mm. And with good reason, right? You're held to account. You've been elected. You're an elected official. And there's an expectation that if you're running the country, you do a good job. But it also means that no matter what you do on social media, regardless of the topic, regardless of how good it is, regardless of how polished it is, regardless of how slick it is, ultimately what you're going to come up against is an electorate who, for the most part, are going to be unhappy with what you're doing. Mm. And so regularly when we think about like the quality of content on social media from politicians, we sometimes judge it by the reaction it gets online. But in truth, a lot of that reaction has got very little to do with what they're posting and far more to do with maybe their job performance or how the government is performing. Mm. And you see that also, too, when you look at this in kind of like a government and opposition element. Right, there tends to be far greater negativity in terms of comments and reactions to those in government than there is in opposition. But again, thus it ever was, right? You see this in the media, you see it in every other avenue. So in some ways, it shouldn't be any different on social.
Yeah. So why bother then?
Well, you talked about it, right? To get down with the kids. I mean, there is a generation of younger voters who consume almost all their media through social. And if you're not there, well, then you can't participate in the conversation. And also, it's not always bad, right? You look at the most recent New York mayoral election. Mandami is, I suppose, like an example of when you can absolutely get it right. He went from essentially an unknown, right? A year and a half out,
yeah,
to ultimately winning convincingly that election. And social media is given a huge amount of credit for that kind of like brand awareness, right? Essentially from catapulting him from someone who really nobody knew about into the front runner and ultimately the winner. And critically, that isn't just about voters, because you know, too, that there is a grassroots campaign. We know it really well in Ireland, right? You got to have boots on the ground. You got to have people going out. How do you encourage people to get involved? We also know how hard it is to get involved in politics right now. It's a toxic place. It's a toxic place on social media in particular. You know, you have to have extremely thick skin and more in some cases. And that's probably where some of the sympathy derives from. You know, when you think about politicians and some of the vitriol and some of the abuse and some of the worst things like death threats that are sent on social media, in some ways, I feel we need to give politicians a little bit more slack. Yes, we can hold them to higher standards. Yes, they should do better on social and there's great opportunity to be better. But I think our expectations need to be realistic in terms of what we want them to be able to do on TikTok or X.
Mm, yeah. But, if you look at somebody scrolling through their Instagram, it's grab my attention, grab my attention, grab my attention, grab my attention. And 9 times out of 10, it doesn't grab their attention because they're swiping through it. So can, you know, a politician who's... We have a new policy on housing. That's not going to grab their attention.
Well, it's not. And yet, I think you're absolutely right. So, we're attention poor, right? And we want to instantly be entertained by what happens in our feeds. But there are politicians who get this right. Okay. And, you know, our day job in Olitico is about looking and consuming and analyzing social media content right across the world, all day, right? So we see a huge amount of this coming in, not just in Ireland and internationally. And another important qualifier is social media success, Mandami is a good example, does not guarantee electoral success. Kamala Harris is probably the most kind of well-known example of this from the last kind of couple of years, where she won social media, right? And the endorsements from the celebrities and the effect of Taylor Swift, all these things we were so excited about at the time, we said that's going to be the difference. Ultimately, it wasn't. So it is also important to remember that social success doesn't guarantee electoral success. But if we bring it back to Ireland and look at some of these, there are politicians who have been doing this well for quite a while. So Holly Kearns, if anyone follows her on social media, really good communicator, really good editor, or has a really good editor working with her too, in terms of the quality of the content that's going out. But even from the last couple of days, right? And this is where politicians who are in government can get it right. James Gagan produced a piece of content to do with the Public Accounts Committee. Now, it's not really...
It's a challenge, yeah.
Right? It's not really a feed stopper, right? Oh, yeah. You know, you see the politician's face, but he instantly grabs your attention with it. You're not going to believe what we heard in the Public Accounts Committee today, right? Yeah. So you get the kind of, okay, what's the hook? And then you watch it play out, and it's a 3 or 4 minute piece, right? It's not the 30 second bite-sized, God, that's going to go viral on social, and it won't go viral. But it does an excellent job of explaining what the politician does and the job they've been elected into, right? So, you know, without getting into the details of who was in front of the committee that day, it was a fairly shocking piece, right? And really interesting. But the use of TikTok as a medium was a really effective way of doing it, in so much that I'm not going to read 500 words of that in a newspaper.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if I'm going to tune into a radio station to listen to it all being told out. But I'll consume that 3 or 4 minute soundbite ultimately, that kind of condensed version of an entire day's proceedings into this really small snippet. And I really got to understand much more about that story and much more about the politician. So it's not all bad, is what I'd say. There are times when this goes right.
Yeah. So presumably the likes of Holly Kearns and James Gogan are employing people who know what they're doing.
I would think so, yes. Yeah. And again, like you look to Harris's team, I mean, you know, she was credited with essentially giving over her accounts to a team of 20-somethings who were digital native and understood the medium. And that is key. You have to understand the medium. It really shows when this is done in a quite a DIY way, when the person doesn't really understand the medium they're using. But you have to balance that out with being, and we hear this word a lot and it'll give some people the ick, right? But authentic, right? So it's overused, that we hear it a lot. And I get the kind of maybe sort of like exhaustion we have with it. But genuinely on social, it matters because we can smell it out. When it doesn't feel authentic, when the soundtrack is wrong or it just doesn't feel on brand for the politician, then you get the try hard. Then you get that that's just not funny. That just doesn't work. This is not the situation for that. Whereas I feel that digitally native generation understand that. But the key thing is you have to empower them. It's all well and good having them there holding the phone. If you don't give them the editorial control, if you don't trust them to understand the edit that works, the format that works, then you can have the best people in the world. You're never going to get the cut through on social.
You do have to put a lot of work into appearing sincere. But for politicians, in fairness to them, they kind of almost have to be two different people or several different people, because if a politician appears on the mainstream media on here or RT or whatever, they have to, you know, they adopt the usual persona. But when you go on social media, you have to be quite a different person. You have to be kind of a person.
No, I fundamentally disagree with this. And actually, we've got really good examples of why this is no longer the case, right? So take your show, right? Politician comes onto your show and does a really good job, right? Has a really good interview with you.
Mm.
What most politicians will do is they'll then go and look at News Talk's social channels and wait for the clip. They'll wait for the clip to come out. And the clip will often do really well on a social network because the interview is good, the questions are good, and the answer is good. And we saw this during the presidential election in Ireland when we analysed the best performing content. It was this really interesting long form podcast interview that Catherine Connolly gave to the Tregail, I'm butchering the name here, podcast, right?
Yeah.
Really, really good interview. And you know, as is so important in presidential elections, very personality driven, right? Great questions. There was 3 clips cut from that. So it's traditional long form, but cut into 3 60-second clips, not by the campaign, but by the producers of the podcast.
Yeah.
Put up on Instagram, as is normal. And we looked at every single post that account had published on Instagram for the entirety of 2025. Their top three posts, the three clips from the Catherine Connolly interview. So this idea that you have to be different things on different mediums and your skills as a communicator on television or on radio shouldn't transfer to social, I don't really buy it. The importance is the edit. It's not how you communicate, but it's how what you've done is then edited and boxed and put together. Just like the social teams in News Talk have to do that with your shows. They can't lump out 2 hours of it. They've got to find the right snippet, the right clip, the bits they know that the audiences are interested in. And that has this virtuous circle because then people start tuning back into the show and you end up in a really good place.
So the person consuming it on social media isn't looking for kind of some sort of life behind the eyes.
They're not, but it does raise this interesting thing about kind of behind the scenes, because that is a little different. You know, one thing I think politicians take for granted is that people know what they do. Most people don't, right? And one missed opportunity, because we see this in every other walk of life. We see it in sport. We see it in entertainment. We see it in media and loads of other places. People love to know what happens when the cameras aren't rolling, right? Yeah, or what's not happening. Politicians have that opportunity to explain to the electorate, actually, this is what it's like. This is what a day in the life of being in my constituency office is like, right? This is what a day in the life of preparing for an Oireachtas committee looks like. I mean, one thing I have no idea is that when someone comes into one of the Oireachtas committees, how much prep do you have to do in advance, right? How many documents are you given? Do you have a team of people who'll summarize them for you? Like, what does that all look like? What's the order of questions? Who gets to ask a question first? Who gets to ask it last? What's the time limit? Like, there's loads of things that I, as a member of the public, don't really know a lot about. And I think politicians sometimes take for granted that that's a known. And there's definitely an opportunity there for more information and education, I think, of the electorate. Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Mamdani, but isn't Donald Trump the king of social media?
I suppose.
In what he's trying to do.
Yeah, it is a fair crown or title to give, because ultimately you can point to the success he has had, right, in terms of electoral success. And there's no doubting that he understands social as a medium. But then he understands communication as a medium at a broader level, right? So it's not purely social. And again, it would appear he has a very large team of people who contribute to that so-called success. We certainly wouldn't put him up as kind of like an example to follow. He was in some ways one of a kind. But what's interesting in the US is if you look at Gavin Newsom, he has been credited with essentially holding up a mirror, right? So there was this line was, you know, when they go low, we go high.
Yeah.
Newsom has kind of thrown that out on social. And what he's done is he's looked and kind of gone, okay, that's the model, right? I'm going to show you how ridiculous this is by essentially aping the behavior, making an exact replica of what you're seeing, communicating in the all caps shouty way that you're getting from Trump, and just show you what this looks like. And again, if you measure social in terms of engagement and eyeballs and views, which are some of the metrics we use, he is incredibly successful. And he is, you know, I suppose one of the front runners now for 2028 from the Democratic side of things. That's another part of this, right? Even if you're not an elected official, social can be a great way, again, to kind of maybe raise awareness or get your name out there ahead of maybe future runs or future bids.
Yeah, we shall see. Stephen, thanks a million for coming into us today. That was Stephen O'Leary there from Politico.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.